I mentioned to you that it started in France, where a group of academics retired just met to sort of as friends and began to give each other talks about their particular sphere of interest and sharing that with a wider group of academics. It migrated across into England and it didn't continue that sort of direct link with academia, but it became a case of people getting together and just sharing with each other their sorts of experiences, not necessarily academic, but real life experiences. And it grew from there. It spread out here probably about 25, 30 years ago, and it made an attempt to spread into North America, but with fairly limited success. But here in Australia, it's, to the best of my knowledge, it's been going about 25, 30 years. And so far as this place is concerned, there was an arrangement between a chap called Alan Cracknell, who was a former principal of the high school here when he retired. He made just a one-to-one arrangement with the guy, Jim Saliba, who was running the Continuing Education Centre. As a matter of mutual convenience, they were using the same facilities, and from probably about 10 years, we didn't pay rent for these facilities at all. It was a mutual convenience thing. And Jim had an arrangement set up for training people who had dropped out of the education process, all the things that Continuing Education Centre is now doing in a much bigger way. It's been built around people bringing, for example, there's a chap called Harold Craig, who's very interested, having been a council chief clerk or CEO, whatever you call them now, who has been doing group discussions on sustainable development, because that was a thing that he was very interested in, and he's still doing it. We've got another group which was started by Reg Morley, where it was open slather to talk about anything that anybody wanted to raise. And so people drifted in and out of that group. And that's the sort of local background. Mm. Now, I wheedled myself into this discussion because I was part of it and have been part of it for about 16 years. And
how long have you been a member, Don?
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay, yeah. And how did you find out about the University of the Third Age?
I saw it hanging on a notice board somewhere in the Blue Mountains.
Okay.
Yes. So that's a long time ago. So it was in the back of my mind all along.
Okay. So did you join there or you joined?
No, I joined here. When we finally came down here and decided this is where we're going to retire.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
And we advertised in the local paper, saying anybody's welcome,
yeah,
particularly for the coffee mornings. And then when they get to coffee mornings, and also start to drop into particular groups. I don't know how many groups we're running at the moment, but...
Okay, so do you know approximately how many members there are in the Wodonga University?
Yes, it's approaching 200.
Oh, wow.
It's been in place for some time.
And it's Albury-Wodonga, by the way.
Albury-Wodonga, okay.
It covers both.
Yeah.
Probably half our members come from north of the border.
Yeah, so you got a good mix.
Yes, it's a good mix.
Yeah.
The college serves both areas too.
Yeah.
And as Lyle's been referring to, the college started some time ago. It was a rather wonderful operation getting it established, because it required agreement from the state governments in New South Wales and Victoria that they'd be able to establish a college of education because of the competition with TAFEs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of terrific work done by those early people, Alan Cracknell you mentioned, mm-hmm, Jim Saliba. The college got established, and there was, as I understand it, a group that catered for people more mature years. It's better, doesn't it? It sounds better than old people.
And for English, for people who have come from other countries, English is a second language.
Yeah.
A fair bit of that.
And that group catered for a range of subjects and activities too. And when it was decided to form a U3A, that was Alan Cracknell's idea.
Yeah.
That was split and integrated with the college, so that you had a group called Creative Learners, which is still part of the college, and they handle activities, physical activities and drawing and things like that, Tai Chi, how to bash up your wife and things like that.
We don't want to overstress it, but U3A here has been mostly from the neck up and a Creative Learners from the neck down. But in most other U3As around the state, they cover both sorts of activities.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of local convenience here that there was already a group operating on craft work and all sorts of related sorts of things.
Yeah, I was going on to say that the U3A side of it dealt with the more intellectual pursuits like Mahjong. And how to bash up your husband, just to keep a balance going. So that's how it all got started, and we operate as an autonomous part, really, of the college. They provide us with the office space, which is very helpful indeed.
Yeah.
The attraction to them, as according to their chief executive, Rodney Wangman, is that having a lot of young people here who have had a bad experience with education, being able to see older people who are enjoying education is quite a help.
Mm.
And that applies to Creative Learners too. They're having that mix of ages around the place.
Yeah, it's very eye-opening.
They think it's very good, particularly for these young people who have had bad experiences.
Yeah.
So that all works very harmoniously and productively for everybody.
Yeah.
And we enjoy
it. It's interesting that we started off in the back room of the cycle shop out on the main road out here. And we got this building, which was a cooperative thing between Jim and Alan Cracknell. And then later we got that building, and that was almost entirely was pushed from the U3A because we could use it, but it was used by both. It was always a joint thing in a way, but a lot of the impetus came from U3A. We used this other older building, which was way back, a high school, and further back, the corner bit over there was a primary school dating back to 1874.
We thought that when we were walking through there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in more recent years, we managed to get some influence down in Melbourne with the education department. We got a first stage of improvement of these buildings, but the later stages are economic stimulus stuff, quite recent.
Mm. The way it's structured in Victoria, which I think you wanted to know, is there's a group called Network Victoria, U3A Network Victoria, which is the umbrella group for the whole state, and they deal with government and the securement of government funding, the Australian Council for Further Ageing, ACFE, Ageing Council for Further Education, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So they negotiate for a grant of funds each year for all the U3As in Victoria, and then it's dispersed around according to the number of courses you run, the number of people you have, and things like that. So that helps fund the operation.
Yeah.
There's membership fees, which range from about $40 to $80 per annum, depending on what U3A you're in. We've got about 200. Some of them in Melbourne have got around 1,000 members.
Wow.
They're very big.
Yeah.
And there's about 30,000 members all up in Victoria.
Yeah.
There are similar groups in New South Wales. New South Wales, they tend to be bigger groups compared with Victoria, for no particular reason that I know about, but some of the New South Wales group run to many hundreds of people. It's just local variation.
Yeah, I probably should have started with this, but when we're talking about the University of the Third Age, when you say the Third Age, you're referring to
Post your working life.
Yeah, people that are... So in order to become part of the University of the Third Age, it's a requirement that you have to be retired.
Oh, well, it's just a long apprenticeship.
Not necessarily.
You've got to be a kid and grow up.
Yeah.
You've got to go to work.
Yeah.
And that's what the original concept was. The first age was training to be useful in the community. The second age was being useful in the community. And the third age was being retired and sort of building and using on your building on your experience and sharing it.
Yeah.
And that's where the first, second, third age concept came from.
So the real concept is that you don't have teachers or anything.
Yeah.
It's groups getting together, and the person who knows something might act as coordinator, and everybody contributes their group knowledge and discusses it, makes it interesting, that sort of thing. It's a wide range of topics, if I may. We run about up to 20 classes a year. They don't all operate every week, but most of them do. Some are bi-weekly, some are monthly. And we run a number of short courses from time to time, like how to use your mobile phone.
Yeah.
One we're about to run on global warming.
Yeah.
The benefit for people is that it provides an avenue for social interaction for older people, particularly those who are left on their own. And it keeps their minds active.
Yeah.
And if you just come along, if you're new in the area like we were 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, it gives you a way of getting to know people straight away. And you can participate in the management of it. We have a management committee with 10 people on it. And that's pretty active. There's a lot to do. You've got to run it, organise the courses and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And there's a benefit in that, in participation in that group. Val's the current president. She thinks it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I'm enjoying it.
It's really, I know I've heard a lot the concept of lifelong learning, and the university of the third age seems to be putting that in place.
Yeah.
And I think that's really an important thing for the whole community to realise.
Well, people, you know yourself, people are just naturally curious. You never really stop learning. You might think you're not going to school, but you're always trying to find out something. How do I grow potatoes? Or how do I build a boat? Or how do I keep away from the kids? Or that sort of thing.
We had a lecture the other day, and it was mentioned that the more you learn, the more you realise you don't know.
Yep.
And I think that sort of...
Every question you answer opens 6 questions
that's right. You
now have to chase and find out about. And if you don't understand that, I'm basically a scientist, but if you don't know that, then you're in deep trouble. If you think you know everything about a subject, boy, you're on the wrong track.
Oh, you should know everything.
Was that
when you're 18? Well, that's your mother told you. That's right, you're right.
Yeah.
So, amazing how much our parents learn between when we're teenagers and when we're parents.
That's right.
Now my daughter's fond of saying, you're a dope dad.
So for you, Don, what's the most enjoyable part about being?
Just the social interaction, people. Yeah. People are always interesting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you've got 200 people who have been around the planet a long time. They've all had different experiences, raised families, amazing. Lost loved ones, some of them been to war, all that sort of thing, lived in all sorts of places, and you've got all that interaction between them. They've all got different views on things because of their own experiences. So there's a wealth of interest there. Some of them are mad, of course.
Any more questions?
Yeah, so it was mentioned earlier that you provide a newsletter.
It
keeps an update of what activities you're doing and what you're involved in. Mm-hmm. So what sort of benefits do you think for the wider community the University of Third Age offers?
Well, it's up to the wider community in a way.
It's just knowing
that there's a group that will provide some sort of interest for older members of that community is a help. The newsletter goes around to various places like the library and community centres and things, as do the various flyers and brochures that we have for courses, which they're for you, by the way.
Thank you very much. We'll have a read up on those.
Tells you about the foundation of U3A in Toulouse in France and have migrated around the world. And gives you some dates.
Might include some of that background as well.
I was able to look it up on the website too. It's quite good.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the network. There. Yeah, there is. That's right. Yeah. And that's a benefit generally for the wider community. You couldn't say it's more than that.
Yeah.
But if those old people are all got something to do, it keeps them out of everybody else's hair, so it's got to be a bit of...
keeps us off the street.
So, look out, London.
Yeah. They want a U3A for the... well, university, the one age, the first age, that's what they need.
So, you've spoken about a lot of the benefits that the University of the Third Age offers, and do you think that's why it's so appealing for older members of the community to be a part of?
Yes, you picked up on that, didn't you? Yes. I think so. People, when you get to that point where you're retired and your family's grown up and they're busily running their own lives, you start looking around for something to do. You suddenly say, well, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And your life's not organised for you anymore. You don't have to go to work and do all these things.
Yeah.
So then you start finding other things to do, and this provides an opportunity. And for people who don't want to do a lot of physical things, like building boats and things, it's easy and it's good.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And they're safe. So that's about it, I think. You wouldn't say more than that, would you?
I've said too much already. I'm always interrupting you.
No, you keep interrupting.
So it comes about by someone having a particular interest in the subject, or they're specialising in that, and then from there...
That's how it starts. Each year now, we continually ask the membership, is there any particular subject they would like covered?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody has a particular skill or knowledge... Mm-hmm. that they'd like to pass around, they could ask to form a class, and we find out if people are interested,
mm-hmm.
and then we form a class.
Yeah, so there's no homework or anything?
No.
No, and no qualifications at the end of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it does sometimes happen top down, sometimes from bottom up.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes there's a need expressed, for example, for knowing how to use mobile phones and so on the part of some of the older members. And then on the other hand, there are some people come along with particular range of knowledge and oil. For example, this special course on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
We've got somebody here who's made it his business to delve and delve deeply, and he's offering to share it with the rest of us. I've been aware for a very long time about... Yeah, I can recall 40 years ago talking to somebody about whether we were going to finish up all being
fried.
Sort of, not so much fried at that time, but being overcome by excessive carbon dioxide in the air. We were putting so much in the air. At that time, we weren't talking much about the effect on climate, but certainly I've been... aware of it and discussing it for at least 20 years, and I just can't believe people like Lord Monckton and so on, they're just absolutely, well, I think they're mischievous.
Yeah.
You mean he's an idiot.
In simple language. Yeah, well, for me coming here and hearing you all speak, it's amazing for me because there's such a wealth of knowledge over the years of experience that you've all had, and when you put that together, it's pretty amazing to see it put into action and all the stories that you have and experiences that you've had. So it's very different to talking to university students because we're all pretty fresh and don't know a lot about the world. We haven't done anything too drastic. So
you're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's good.
Well,
it's good.
People like the pair of us have been involved in international committees and meetings and so on.
Yeah.
And we really have been leaders in our own fields and for periods of a long time.
Yeah.
You and yours.
Too long. That's right.
No, I think it's a great thing for the community to have, and hopefully when I'm at the Third Age, you'll still all be around in the organisation and I'll be able to join myself.
We'll keep you spot.
All right, thank you very much.
You better hope we're not still around. You'll be looking pretty rusty, won't you?
I'm rusty already.
Yeah,
I'm amazed I'm still here.
Yeah, doing well.